This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. And before we end the show, we often get this question. How can I retire early? Well, we found someone who did that and retired at 30. He goes by Mr. Money Mustache. That's the name of his very popular personal finance blog. We'll also call him by his first name, Pete. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks a lot. It is a pleasure to be here.
One of our listeners wrote in on Facebook, how did you do this? How did you do it?
It's really, this is what the blog gets into. It's kind of a mindset of just buying less stuff and not missing it, though. Like, for example, I mean, in our area, Boulder, Colorado, the friends were all buying like the brand new Volkswagen and $100 haircuts and stuff. And we just kept the ways of our youth, which are biking to work and buying groceries from the grocery store. And it just results in you spending, you know, somewhere between half and even a third of what you could otherwise spend with almost the same quality of life.
Explain the equation to me, because there are listeners wondering how they can do this if they want to do it. So explain how much you figured out you needed to save in order to retire.
Yeah. So number one is your time to being, you know, retired or at least able to work a lot less is it really only depends on your savings rate, how much of your take-home pay that you can keep for yourself as opposed to spending. And if you can save half of your take-home pay, then you're going to be wealthy enough to retire in about 17 years of work. So if you start at age 20, you're all set at age 37. And you can do even better than that if you save more than half. So that's the one thing to remember. The other thing to remember is retirement savings, how much you need. It doesn't depend on your income. You know, it's not a percentage of your income. It's a multiple of your spending. And it turns out you need about 25 times your annual spending saved up. And then you can quit working forever. So if you spend $20,000 a year, you need $500,000 of savings invested in a normal, you know, stock index funds to provide you with income. So just remember those numbers, like 25 times and 50% of your income. And then you can get into it deeper from there, you know, as you read more.
What you chose to do seems like it would be very hard to do for people who are just trying to pay the bills, just trying to get food on the table for their family. Do you think there's some minimum that you need to be making in order to start saving as much as you did?
It's kind of a continuum of skill levels. You know, like if you are starting out with expenses more than your earnings, then you have a long way to go before you should, you know, before you need to start thinking about these giant savings percentages. But, you know, in this position of writing, I actually get to hear from people every day who have done stuff way, way more impressive than my own easy situation. You know, there's people who earn $20,000 supporting a family with three kids and are still saving almost half their income. And they're just, it's all done through creativity. You find a great place, you know, find a neat living arrangement. Maybe you take care of somebody's house in exchange for cheaper rent, get rid of cable TV and drive your car less and ride your bike more.
Separating out the monetary equation, a lot of people really like going to work. What do you say to people who want to be mentally prepared for retirement?
I think you should have something stimulating planned for yourself. I wouldn't suggest that people are just quit their jobs and then have no plan. Like, I'm just going to sit home and sweep the garage after this because it's going to be unsatisfying. People should always have a challenge pretty much in every day of their lives if possible.
Pete blogs at the site MrMoneyMustache.com. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. It was great to be on your show.